Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Susan.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Hope you're the same.
Yes, I am. The sun is shining.
We can't complain, right?
No.
Yeah. And I know you are just about ready at 10 o'clock to open your store over in Winterseth. It's called Applehurst. So if people haven't been there, the little advertisement here for you, Susan, they need to go see you because you're in the jail.
Yes. We live at the jail, but I'll tell you what, it's not at all creepy, and it's the best-smelling jail you'll ever be in.
All right. So, Susan, we want to talk a bit about the Master Gardener-sponsored Garden Seminar coming up on March 22nd. Susan, you go to a number of these seminars around the state, but you told me earlier that you're sort of cutting back, and we're so lucky that you like to come to Cass County.
Oh, yes, and I'm happy to do that because you guys love having me.
You bet.
I have a lot of people that I see every year, and many of you come over to Winterseth to see me, and it's always the event is always so well organized, and for any speaker, that is a huge plus.
Oh, great. And, of course, in addition to doing a breakout session, doing a keynote, you're also going to have a booth to sell things, show people what's new. And so you're just doing it all, Susan. But let's talk a bit about the breakout session first, because I'm just excited about it for a couple reasons. One, it's going to be fun.
Yes.
And two, you're going to talk about succulents. Succulents are really in.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And part of it is because they're a little easier to care for. They're more forgiving water-wise. But I also think they're really popular because people realize now how many color choices and forms there are. And we do have hardy succulents that will live outdoors in Iowa, as well as the ones that you think of as being from the desert southwest. Mm-hmm. You have to keep indoors.
Mm-hmm. And you can have teeny tiny ones that you're going to do in your workshop, or
yes.
They get pretty large also.
Oh, yes. We won't be doing any of the large ones.
But if people want variety, I think, to me, that's another reason why they've become so popular, because we put them in those miniature gardens, but as you say, you could have them outside and they can be really large if you want.
Yes, and they can even be ground covers.
Yeah. So lots of ways to use succulents. And you mentioned they are forgiving water-wise. I'm thinking they're not forgiving if you overwater.
No, you've got that right. And that's generally the mistake people make, especially this time of year. They're growing more slowly during the winter. The temperature's a little cooler than they're accustomed to. And you start to feel a little sorry for them in the winter. And then you give them a drink, and they don't like it. So, and we'll also talk about how to recover some succulents that start to look a little bit bad this time of year. Because you don't have to toss them out. They're very easy to clip off and repot, so we'll make them look good again.
Okay. So there's another advantage, is that if you have a pot full, you can probably soon have another pot full if you want.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I'll show you how to do that in the breakout session.
All right. So succulents. And, you know, for those folks who don't have a big yard and they say, well, there's nothing going to be for me at the garden seminar, succulents is one of those things that can just be in containers forever. You don't have to put them
absolutely.
In the... Yeah,
absolutely. So. And they're very forgiving in the summer when you tend to go out of town for a week or even 2 weeks at a time, because they really don't need that much water.
All right. So if you are thinking about whether you want to come to the garden seminar on March 22nd, hey, think about whether you want to come hear about succulents. And one other thing before we move to another topic is that some people go, succulents, what are those? But I'm guessing if we say hen and chickens, they would know.
Exactly. Those thick, fleshy leaves that hold water. And everybody's grandma grew hens and chickens.
Yes.
Cacti can be included in this group. We can bring those along on board, but they're a little less friendly.
All right. Well, your keynote speech is going to be one that, when I say speech, I know you're going to have pictures, you have to visualize things, about planning the garden. And Susan, sometimes we think, okay, we got to get out the graph paper and a ruler, and oh heck, I don't want to do that.
No, and I have to tell you, this talk I'm going to be giving is based on what I learned as a garden editor working for the Meredith Corporation on Country Gardens Magazine and Garden Shed and Better Homes and Gardens Magazine. And it comes from scouting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of gardens to choose them for the magazine. That isn't to say I expect people to create a garden that belongs in a magazine, but what I do want to show you are the lessons I learned about design, which doesn't start with the graph paper and the ruler. It starts with the kind of experience you want to have in your garden. And then we also will use a lot of the design principles that people already know, but they don't realize they know. I mean, you know how to dress yourself. You've got some idea of what color works and what texture works like. And we're going to use that in the garden.
All right. So you're going to help us visualize that and probably think about it. You know, and somebody might, if they had pictures last summer of their garden, a little late to go take pictures probably now, you might even want to take those out and look at them and say, okay, I would like to change, but I don't know what to do. Got to get that visualization going.
Exactly. And, you know, when at the magazines, we answered the easy questions, like, you know, how do you plant tulips and when do you cut back grasses and do you pinch the tomatoes and things like that. You can answer those questions over and over again, and people need to know those things. But the hard questions that we always got had to do with, what do I do with my yard?
Mm-hmm.
People just really struggle with that, whether it's a really large yard, an acre or more, or whether it's, you know, a tiny little townhome piece.
And every yard, like every person, is very different in terms of the soil.
It
and
may be a really great design idea in the magazine, but it almost never works your yard, your budget, your view, your climate. So we'll use pictures as inspiration, but then we'll pull out the design principles that you can use to translate that into your own yard.
All right. So it's going to be a full day. Again, I want to mention March 22nd, and you can get your brochure to sign up, register online with Cass County Extension, or you can pick one up downtown, or, you know, give me a call, whatever. We'll make sure you have a brochure so you get signed up, because there are 11 breakout sessions to choose from, and you want to get the one you want to get. And, you know, Susan, I have to come back to succulents. We said you're going to have fun. Just a hint, you're going to plant a succulent in a wine cork. Unbelievable.
Yes, and it'll be very easy to care for, and everyone's dying for something green,
yes,
gardeny to do right now, and this is the perfect way to whet your appetite.
Right, and take them home with you, and you'll be all set. So, Susan, I want to go back. You mentioned, you know, you worked quite a long time for Better Homes and Gardens, but when did you start gardening? What's some of an early memory?
Oh, well, maybe I shouldn't tell this one. I remember getting in big trouble in third grade, helping my mom plant the garden in the evening, and I didn't tell her I had homework.
Oh.
When I got to school the next day, the teacher said, "Why isn't it done?" And I said, "I was helping mom," and mom got a phone call. That did not go well.
But you were telling the truth.
Yeah. I was telling the truth.
Yeah.
I remember my mom, you know, she had a big butcher knife that she used just for planting tomatoes. I know that sounds funny, but people use like a Japanese gardening.
Yes,
knife.
Yes.
Same principle, and we'd plant the tomatoes and put the tiles around them to help protect them until they got a little bit hardened off.
Mm-hmm.
I've been gardening since I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
I've always really enjoyed food gardening in particular.
Okay. Well, I'm saying, you know, your experience in third grade, that's like a lot of us now that going, we'd much rather be out in the garden than we'd be in the house.
Oh,
doing housework,
yeah.
So
absolutely.
Yeah,
the ground is still frozen, but it's
oh, it is, and that could be a challenge for us, Susan. But come to the garden seminar and get inspired, so when it thaws out, you'll be ready.
Exactly.
Okay, we want to thank you very much, Susan Applegate-Hurst, for visiting with us this morning, and remember, feel free to talk to your plants; they understand.